with Vox at Vox.org on Vox Radio. So it's Monday night, April 9th, 2007. And we're going to be doing some free psychic readings and stuff on the show and talking about magic, astrology, and all kinds of cool stuff. So we already have a caller, so let's check it out. Hey, with Vox, what's going on?
Hi, Vox.
Hi, what's up?
I need some advice from you.
Okay, what's your birthday and your first name?
Okay, my name is Rachel.
Okay.
My birthday is January 20th, 1970.
Okay, and what's your basic question?
I've been really depressed lately. I've had a lot of problems with my marriage and things like that.
So basically you want to just check out maybe the marriage per se and see what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's that person's birthday?
August 11th, 71.
Well, it's not your problem, is it? That's for damn sure. It's not your fault, whatever the hell's going on.
You, the Leo.
You poor thing. Oh, my God. And you're January 20th?
I'm January 20th, yeah.
Okay. Well, he's got some addictive problems. What's going on? The first card that's coming out is the Leo card, the Lust card. He's also really depressed. Okay, and he's just making your life miserable. Just that's what they mean when they say misery loves company. He's really taken that to heart, you know. What addictions is he suffering from right now?
None that I know of.
Because whatever is going on with him, he's got some addictive problems that he has not taken care of. You're really lucky he's not exhibiting them with drinking or drugs. Because whatever's going on with him, it's like a nonstop kind of emotional situation. And he's really not very happy either. The situation is, this sounds really weird, but he's trying to get rid of you by making you so sick and tired of his ass that you leave. Does that make sense?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. You got the Six of Wands and the Eight of Cups. Because he's pushing you to the nth degree. And it looks like you're really thinking about leaving. I know that you're too lazy to leave, and it would give you a headache to try to plan to get all your stuff out of there, and you're not specifically planning it, but this is kind of what's going on with him. He does not show any signs of letting up. I mean, so if you
I
have...
I thought it was the other way around.
No. No. This here, you got the Eight of Cups without fail. And I've done probably, honest to God, more tarot readings than any other person on the planet. I kid you not. Anytime a person has ever gotten the Eight of Cups, it's always the woman who leaves, no matter what she's thinking about it. Because he's pushing you to some kind of weird degree. It's very interesting. So he's playing a game with you. You know, and this has been going on for a while, and he's had this kind of situation before. He's had this habit before, because he's really pushing all your buttons, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I honestly don't want to get a divorce. I don't know what to do.
Because Capricorn people, I mean, you got a lot of Capricorn energy. You don't want to leave because, you know, you spent all that time breaking his ass in and getting the walls the right color and all that regular stuff. So you're not in the mood to like, break up your happy home. And I'm not even predicting that you're going to do it because you do not have divorce cards here. But what you do have is you're sick and tired and you're getting ready to just, like, throw your hands up and give him an ultimatum. Because I don't see how you can really continue on much further than like February or March of 2008 before you break a dish over his head and split, you know, because I know you don't want to go, but I don't see him changing anytime soon. Now, the thing that's making it even worse is because Saturn, the planet of karma and restriction, is crossing over his sun sign, also giving him health problems and making him feel really stuck in his life. His love life sucks. His sex life sucks. It's not your fault. But he's unhappy with every aspect of his life. I'm surprised he hasn't started cheating on you yet.
That's what I'm scared of. See, there's a lot of baggage in the past, and I think I'm pushing him away because I do not trust him, and I'm constantly, constantly on his ass, thinking he's gonna screw me over constantly. And he's been pretty straight and narrow. But I think at some point he's going to do it. So
yeah, because the reason I said that, the card on the bottom of your deck right now is the Princess of Wands. And without fail, there's always some kind of threat of another woman or jealousy and all that kind of stuff. But right now, that's really not the problem. The problem is he's just never grown up. And you're really sick and tired of it. You know, you're really absolutely sick and tired of it. So the only thing that can happen, he's not going to trust you till you literally either file for a separation or leave the house or kick his ass out. He's never going to take you seriously. And I don't see why he should. You've never really stood up for yourself before. Why should you now? So you got a hard job ahead of yourself, my friends. You're going to have to make this guy believe you, you know. And it's not going to go away anytime soon. And I'm not a prophet of doom and gloom, no matter what you've heard, because I like to have people work things out. But this guy, you have spoiled him, and you have not really been able to get him in the ring, you know. Just being married to him hasn't fixed him, as you noticed.
Well, the problem is I'm constantly pushing him away because I'm constantly arguing with him that he's going, I'm constantly questioning him, I'm constantly harping on him.
Well,
and it's driving him insane.
But you have every reason to. Because of certain things he's done in the past. And on that level, you know, you really don't have it in you to, like, completely believe him anymore. I mean, he really poisoned this relationship. He really did. And so even though you're the one who feels like you're blocking him out, you are, that's true. But it's also your way of protecting yourself and your way of kind of getting yourself familiar with not having emotional connection to him so you can get the hell out of there. Because I don't see how you can continue, like, spending the rest of your life waiting for somebody who's never going to grow up. You're not fixing him, and he's not getting better. It would be much better for you to just, you know, put the fear of God into his ass and, like, split, give him the ultimatum, and just go on about your own life and let him realize what he has to do to grow up and have a life. You're not helping him. It's like you're treating him like a child. You know, so you're not being a nice person, actually. I know you think you're being a good person because you're putting up with his shit. Because you're putting up with his shit, you know, but he's not growing and you're not growing. And ultimately, you're going to hate him so bad, you already started to, that you need to move forward with your life before, you know, your looks start going down the tubes, you know?
Shit.
You know
so
what
if
I'm
I
talking
say with you, do you see a divorce?
The deal is, it's going to take you about probably till February or March of next year to really completely believe what I'm telling you, and then you're going to have to split. Because your cards do not come out like a flat-out divorce. They don't give out stuff like the Ace of Swords, which is a foregone conclusion that you're completely done with him. You're being strangulated till you have to leave. You have to feel like you completely have nothing further to say with him, and then you'll leave. But you have to be the one to do it. And that came out really clearly in your cards. So you need to stop worrying about the D word, the divorce. It's not about divorce or failure of a relationship. It's failure of yourself to move forward in your own life and to evolve as a human being. And he's stopping that, not because he's really doing it, but you're using him to stop your growth. Can you see that?
Yeah, I do.
I'm being really hard on you, but, you know, somebody's got to be hard on a Capricorn, because otherwise you guys will stick around forever, you know? Capricorn is ruled by by the planet Saturn, and those guys, oh my God, they hate moving. You know, they hate it. Once that little goat of Capricorn reaches the top of the mountain, they don't like to climb back down. Once they get a great view, it's like,
Yeah, I guess we blame it on ourselves. We make an excuse, and you know.
Now, your mom has tried to tell you this before. Whether she's alive or dead is irrelevant. She's tried to tell you this before, what I'm telling you. So,
my mother's another story. Quick question.
Yeah.
Okay. My grandmother, ironically, I mean, she went, like, schizophrenic, and my mother appears to be that way, too, and I am terrified that it's going to go my way.
Well,
I know it's hereditary.
I know this is going to sound really bizarre, but in your case, you're only kind of hoping that you go schizophrenic so you won't have to deal with this shit. You'll just go nuts and somebody can take care of your ass. I'm not convinced your mom's really schizophrenic. I'm really not. And I can't believe what I'm saying because I'm not a doctor, by the way. My sister's a doctor. You could ask her. But this situation is, it's almost like a way of kind of letting go and letting life take it. Just take care of your problems for you. Just losing your mind and having somebody else wheel your ass around and take care of you. You're not like that. That's not going to happen to you. Now, the deal is that if you keep wearing your mental state down by all this bullshit, you're really making yourself prey to other kind of mental illnesses. You know?
Yeah.
And that's just
I'm worried of.
But that's just from frustration and not listening to the truth. Not just a psychic truth, but your own truth. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you got to listen to what I'm telling you. Join the forum and write to me, and I'll try to help you a little bit more and put you on the right path. But right now, it's really not about your husband. It's about you coming to your boundaries and, like, moving on with your life. It's not about that. It's not about
anything else. You're saying I should get out.
Yeah, I think you should get out. He doesn't believe it, neither do you, but it's not going to change. It hasn't changed yet. You know? I've seen miracles in my time, but I'm not seeing one right now. This is going to take some hard work and some discipline on your part, okay, my friend?
Okay, sweetheart.
You take care and keep in touch and let me know what's going on with you. Maybe you can have your husband call and I'll kick his ass.
Thanks so much.
You take care. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So you're with Vox. Give me a call at 323-284-5166. And I'm here to, like, dispense, like, the astrological truth, the tarot truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because what the hell else do you want to hear? You know, if you want to hear, like, some good stuff, that can come out too, but it's going to be real. So we got a caller right now, so let's check it out. Hey, with Vox, what's up?
Hi, Vox. I'm one of your regular listeners, and I've just been feeling in a panic lately, like something bad's going to happen.
Okay, God, and poor thing.
And today it's just gotten so much worse, and I can't pinpoint, like, where it's coming from, but I feel like either somebody's going to die or someone's, like, out to get me. And I'm not a paranoid person. I'm probably quite the opposite because I try to think better of people.
Yeah, I do too. But once in a while, somebody really is out to get you.
And I've been having problems with my apartment manager, and today my daughter called her a name. And I don't know if it has to do with that, if my apartment manager's trying to screw with me because we've had really bad problems with her in the past, or if it's coming from someone else. But I just kind of feel like really deep anxiety. And
okay,
it's like,
well, let's check it out.
Peaked. Okay.
Now, what's your first name?
Vanessa.
Okay. And what's your birthday, Vanessa?
May 6, 1975.
Okay, let's check it out and see what's going on here, what's happening. Now, one thing I can tell you, you have Taurus energy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on right now, there's three planets retrograde, okay? There's Jupiter retrograde, Pluto just went retrograde, and Saturn's retrograde. And between Saturn, it's like really squishing you like a bug, you know? And
okay.
You have that Scorpio energy around you as well, and he's getting squashed as well, you know? The most important thing that's going on is just sensing that that astrological configuration is really what seems to be the real culprit here. So aside from the other reality, which is just flat out depression, you just like feel like you're stuck somewhere. And that's what that Saturn energy does. You're undergoing a Saturn square. And when that happens, it feels like any way you move, the monster's crawling under the bed, you know, with you, and you can't escape from it. So that's just an emotional symptom of the astrological energy that's happening. And the other thing, too, is just like, that's the most important thing that's coming across. You're just feeling stuck. You got the Seven of Discs. And it's like, you're just wondering, when the hell will this stop? You know, well, the good news is April 19th, Saturn's going to go direct again. So you'll feel like you can breathe a little bit easier. Now, I also feel, too, you're just completely overwhelmed in your life. You know, that's just the down low, you know. But there's no real horrific situation coming up. There's really not. It's just like that gloom and doom energy. You really need a massage or a pedicure just to leave the house. It just feels like you're completely overwhelmed. And it's some simple things that could lighten things up for you. It doesn't cost that much money to take a day out, go to the park all by yourself. You're being completely drained, you know?
Okay.
That's what's the most important thing that's happening. Now, what's the landlady's first name?
Camille.
Okay. Because I was feeling it was definitely a she. She's just like the alpha female. I mean, you know, you have to look at it from their side. They've seen so much damage in their life. They just don't have any kind of tolerance for any kind of bullshit. You know what I mean? And
you don't feel like she's, because she's done stuff before where she's really tried to screw with us.
Well,
do you feel something like that, or is it just me and what's going on with the planets? It's me.
I think it's first off, what's you going on with the planets? And I hate to side on your landlady's side. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So she's got the Empress card, and that's showing that she has every right to say and do some of the things that she's doing. You know, she's acting out of self-preservation and survival tactics. And it may not seem very nice to you, but if you tried to look at it from her side, which, trust me, I'm not usually that friendly toward the landlord's side, but she's had so much abuse coming from people towards her that she winds up playing little games with people. So that's true, but she's not doing it to hurt you specifically. She's just doing it to keep the upper hand. You understand?
Okay.
So I'm trust me, I'm not like famous for like siding with the big guys, you know, against the little guys. It's not my style.
But you don't see her, because I mean, she's done stuff where she's tried to get us kicked out before and things like that.
Yeah,
you
but,
don't see anything like that towards us this time.
Not really. She's just like mind fucking with you. And she's just mind fucking you, and this is nothing shocking. You know, it's just not. She's got the Ten of Swords, so you definitely need to keep your little girl's mouth taped shut and tell your little girl, unless she wants to camp out, you know, at Angeles National Forest in her, like, Barbie doll tent, to shut the hell up.
You know what's so funny? She's wearing Barbie pajamas right now.
Well, there you go.
I was like, oh, my God. She's wearing her Barbie jammies right now.
See what I mean? I could have said Tinkerbell and I would have been way off, you know? But you just got to straighten her little ass out and say, look, do you want us all to be living, like, you know, with the three little bears in the woods? You know?
Uh-huh.
So that's a little discipline thing. So just let her know she's got to be respectful, you know? And just, if you ever can, try to put yourself in the other person's shoes. And it's hard sometimes because you don't feel powerful, you know?
Well, I mean, this, my son has special needs, and this lady's, you know, talked crap about my son and called him crazy and yelled at him.
Well,
and
I'm not saying she's evolved. I'm just saying she's in charge.
Okay.
I didn't say she was a nice person, but she's doing whatever she can to keep the upper hand and keep you in your place. And instead of inspiring you to get the hell out of there, it's actually done the reverse job on you mentally and made you feel powerless and stupid and poor. And if she's allowing you to feel that way, you've got to buckle up and you've got to get yourself together so you can move out of that situation where she's not.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
She's like playing an alpha female situation with you, you know, and she's winning. So the quicker you can get your shit together and find a better place to live, the better it will be for you. So empower yourself through your anger. Don't dissipate it through paranoia.
Somebody called Child Protective Services on me.
They called what?
Child Protective Services on me, and the charges were all dismissed and they were proved unfounded.
Right, and that was by a woman, that's for sure.
Was it by her? Because it happened a week after I found out she called my son crazy, and I confronted her and her daughter about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this, and then Child Protective Services showed up to my house a week later.
Well, if it wasn't her specifically, it was somebody that she told about it, and it's definitely a female. Does she have a daughter or a woman that she works with?
She has a daughter. The daughter doesn't look anything like her, though.
Oh, I'm not talking about looks. It just feels like a female.
She has a 13-year-old daughter. And then I'm sure she has friends or something.
Yeah, but whomever it is definitely female. And the weird thing and the annoying and upsetting thing is they really thought that they had a good reason to do that, you know? So the most important thing for you to do is keep your kids under wraps. Try to get your husband motivated so you guys can move the hell out of there, because it's not a good situation for you because you're starting to get really whacked out.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to create another situation for yourself. So burn some like white candles after the 17th when there's going to be a new moon, and I'll put up some new candle rituals for people to empower themselves for positive moves.
Okay.
But try to like release the paranoia. And just realize.
Okay, so it's just me. Okay, I was so worried. I thought something bad was going to happen to somebody around me, and I couldn't shake the feeling.
Yeah, and I could always be wrong, but I would tell you if I really thought that or I really saw it. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, that you're not more intuitive in your own life than I am for you, but I wouldn't concentrate on the world collapsing. Concentrate more on, like, what you're going to do to get out of the situation, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
God bless. So you're with Vox the Psychic, 323-284-5166. We got some callers coming in. So if you can't get through, keep trying because I only have one line. And I do that so people won't get cut off. So we got another caller here. So what's going on?
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
My name is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
And what's your birthday?
May 25th, 1960.
Okay, so what can I help you with today?
Could you tell me about my financial status situation?
What financial status? First, you have to have one so I can predict on it. I'm teasing you. But definitely, Pluto has been like wreaking living havoc on you recently because it's been messing with your chart. And that's the most important thing to recognize. The other thing is that, you know, you really pretty much run out of options. You have not been able to focus on really creating a career for yourself. And what's going on right now is pretty much the result of that. Okay, so what you need to be doing is like saying, all right, I'm going to go stick with something for a while because I really think you need some further education to get yourself in the right career. What have you been trying to do to make a living?
I left my job in January.
Right.
And so, yeah, so now I'm just trying to do, like, something creative, something, you know, something not what I was doing before, which was,
right,
you
but
know, administrative.
Here's the problem that you run into. You're thinking that creativity means completely, like, free form. And what you've accidentally found out is it's actually harder to make a living being creative than just pushing some data entry keys. I hate to piss off all my little data entry freaks out there. But this is the huge problem. So you have to go to some kind of classes and figure out how to market whatever these skills are that you're trying to learn. Because I don't think that you've got your skills all together yet. You're just, what's happening, and this is unfortunate, is that you're starting to think, all right, I'm going to put all my money where my mouth is. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to risk everything. I'm going to do what I love. But you don't even know how to do what you love. And so what happens when you fail, which you have so far, that doesn't mean you're going to continue to fail, but when you fail it that way, what happens is you accidentally, you know, reinforce your former beliefs that you can't actually even do what you want to do. Can you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is the problem. So you're going to have to go take either some learning annex courses or go to community college, learn how to do things with your hands, create, do web design, because you're really great with communicating with people as long as they're not in the same room.
Uh-huh.
It's weird to tell this to a Gemini because Gemini is usually so fun to talk to, but it's like you're very private and you don't like people coming to your house and you want to be able to stop your job when you're done. So it's very much with you, things like creative design, anything you can do with website design, content, blogging, anything to do with the internet is going to really free you up.
Cool.
You know, because even though you have some abilities doing artistic, artsy-fartsy things, mm-hmm. you don't seem to have the focus to finish anything. So you'll starve if you start making those necklaces. Because you don't know what the hell to do with them after you're done. They'll just sit in your chest somewhere, you know? So those are the most important thing to recognize. And you have some female friends who will, like, really reinforce what I'm saying. They'll try to give you some courage. Mm-hmm. But don't just think that quitting your job miraculously proves to God that, oh, I'm serious now, God. No, I really mean it. So send me some money, damn it. Because God will go, fuck off. Here's a few grams. Go grab them, you know. And that's why it's like that. You know, just believing in yourself isn't enough. You have to go out and still do the same kind of work. But at least this is the kind of work that is enjoyable. But it'll take you about a year to 2 years max to get yourself squared away in your own business. Do not let that information discourage you.
Okay.
I mean by that is even if you have to take a temp job just to pay the bills or any kind of freelance work, just typing, doing regular stuff, saving that money and putting it into your education for your new career, then I don't call that a failure. I call that a preparation time. Because if you don't do what I'm telling you, what'll happen is you'll get so frustrated with pretending to have even tried to do what you wanted to do and it didn't work out. And now you're stuck working in an office forever. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And don't imagine that relationships are going to fix it. Because even if you can hook up with a really hot guy who's got a shitload of money, it still really won't knock your socks off, believe it or not, because you will want to be doing your own thing. And the kind of guy that you would want to wind up with would only really respect a woman who has her own situation going on. Now, the fun thing is I don't even know about your love life, but I'm telling you, your future love life and relationships really hinge on what I'm telling you about your career.
Really?
Yes. So even if you were married right now, I wouldn't even care because you haven't even met the love of your life yet. So don't freak out. Try not to die laughing. Now, so don't get scared. Go out and try to prove me wrong.
Okay.
Go out. Take the Vox challenge. So that bitch is wrong. I'm staying with this motherfucker. I'm not leaving.
That's right.
Yeah. And so go ahead. But I'm telling you, whoever this guy is that I see in your future, got the six of discs and some pretty hot, pretty sexy, wonderful stuff here attached to some nice big chunks of money. Whoa, who's going to turn that down?
Ooh, yeah.
You know, but seriously, so your whole life is really pretty much hinging on how brave you are to move forward in your career. And not to say that you actually even have one just yet. But right. So the way to get that is to literally start taking some various classes and things that really intrigue you. But don't be shocked if they come up with some of these different subjects that I mentioned, like internet, web design, content, blogging, stuff like that. Things that are fun for you to do.
Okay.
Now, people don't realize how incredibly lucrative it can be to run a really good blog, especially when it has ads in it. Some of these guys like Perez Hilton or Trent from Pink is a New Blog and all that. So these guys are making like about $16,000 a week just from ads.
Wow.
Did you know that?
That's cool.
And all they're doing is like drawing cartoons on Britney Spears' ass and making fun of people, and they're making a shitload of money. So, man, that's the thing for a Gemini, is like having fun talking and chatting and just like having a good time and making a shitload of money for it.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
So think about what I'm saying and then forget what I said and then go do it, because I want to hear what these results are.
Okay, great.
You take care, my friend.
Okay, thank you so much, Vox.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh, bye.
So you're with Vox. Give me a call, 323-284-5166. And today, for all of you Thelemites and pagans out there, today is the second day of the writing of the Book of the Law, so a shout out for that. So we have another caller right now, so let's hop to it. Hey, you're with Vox. What's going on?
Hi.
Hey, I was wondering where the guys were.
What's that?
I was wondering where the guys were tonight. I was like, where the hell are they?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I actually was, this is Onyx,
Hi.
And I was wondering about my career, and I actually have two questions, and to see if I could actually have kids, if you could tell me that.
Well, you probably can't bear them yourself, no, because you're not Superman, but we'll check that out. And what's your birthday, Onyx?
August 28th, 1980.
Okay, well, let's see what's going on here. Let's check out the career situation first. Now, you're supposed to be working for yourself. Are you doing that yet?
Oh, actually, yes. I'm actually, that's kind of what I was wanting to call about.
Well, see, I'm psychic.
I'm ready to start a business. So, So I wanted to start actually a computer business up. I was wondering if you could tell me anything about it.
Well, the most important thing is you're not Mr. Sociability, so you're going to have to possibly work up with somebody to either get you some contracts. But the actual work itself, you know pretty well. There's a few holes in some of your knowledge, so you're going to have to either deal with one or two other people to create this business for yourself and use them as freelance people. But if you're not doing computer stuff, you're completely missing the whole point of your life, because with that birthday, you're exceptionally gifted with exactly the field that you're going into. So I feel very good about that. It's just off to a bit of a rocky and shaky start. So don't let that stop you. And don't start demanding that you have to make a certain amount of money to feel successful at it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly.
The most important thing. But I really feel that you're finally in the right direction. But it'll take you pretty much till after around March of 2008 to feel like you actually made the right move, because since last September you would have been dealing with those nasty little eclipses in both your sign and your opposite sign, so it's been putting you on Mr. Toad's wild ride for a while and making you not maybe feel quite so lucky. But don't like worry about that. I think you're in the right direction, like I said, for once. And it's not like a ton of money right off the bat, but stick with it. It's very important.
That's kind of what I was actually going to keep my current job and just work on that on the side for now.
Very good idea, because just like, I don't know if you were able to hear my last caller, but that's pretty much what I was telling her to do, in the sense that your dream doesn't have the legs for you to, you know, sit down on it all the way just yet. You can't put too much pressure on it to pay all your bills, or otherwise you'll get discouraged and everything will fall apart. So I do believe that you're doing the right thing. In the meantime, you need to be researching and scouting out those other people that you need to kind of bring on board, at least on a freelance level, because you want to keep it pretty much to yourself. You know what I mean? And this this dream has come into your life a few times, and so I think it's finally time for you to do something about it.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay, so what? Any other little final tidbits?
Not really. I just want to know about the kid thing.
Okay, let's check it out. And are there any birthdays of anybody that you're dealing with currently, or not really?
Yes, actually. Her birthday is November 13th.
Okay. And what year?
1982.
Let's check her out. Well, she's not really in the mood to do this anytime soon. Did she tell you that or not?
No, we were actually thinking about it. I got sick a couple years ago, and I had testicular cancer.
So she's totally freaked out about this. She may not be telling you how freaked out she is, but she's a lot more scared to go through with this than you recognize. So she might actually do good with if you guys want to get some counseling for whatever her fears are.
I'm not actually really wanting or I really don't know right now either. If I even want kids. I was more asking if I could even have them because I was sick.
Well, I think that you could have them. Yeah, I think you could have them. You got the Six of Cups and the Lust card. So that's a lot more favorable than maybe even the doctor told you. Because the doctor might have said there's like a 50-50 or even less chance. I think you technically could have them. But I just get the feeling like, you know, I would put it off for a while. Even though you may feel like, oh my God, what if I die tomorrow or I get sick again? You can't afford to think like that. So I'm telling you the weird thing of the day is not to plan it. It's just really weird, you know, because if you plan it, it's just like, it just doesn't feel real for some weird reason. I think if it's meant to be, and I know it's weird to talk to a psychic who should be able to just tell you what's meant to be. I don't believe that things are flat out meant to be. I think our decisions change everything around us. I think we have a huge chance to make life the way that we want it beyond what a psychic can even tell you or predict. Yeah. So my feeling is just take it easy. Don't plan it. And my feeling is like it would take about a year and a half to 2 years for you to see that would happen. And I wouldn't plan it, and I wouldn't talk anymore about it to her except for you guys to go get some grief counseling, which sounds really weird since you made it through. You know, and I've been with people who had cancer, and I've lost some, and I've kept some. So I don't think that having cancer is like a foregone death sentence. I've seen people miraculously recover from it. Okay, so there's reasons to believe that you can go on, but the deal is not to like try to project onto that right now. Just take it easy, and I think the grief counseling, because she feels like she almost lost you, and in some really weird way, she's kind of built a wall of protection around herself so she won't feel too badly if, God forbid, anything worse should happen. So, you know, you guys need to deal with that emotional state that got kind of...
We've actually started doing that.
Good. I'm very happy for you because you're doing the right thing. And then just take it easy because I think that within the next year and a half to 2 years, I think everything will turn back around for you. And if you're going to have them, it'll tend to be within the next 2 years.
It's already started, yeah.
You know, so I feel good about it. And the weird thing of the day is that you can have up to 2 kids. So try not to die laughing. So this is not a joke. I'm not joking around like whatsoever. You got the Gemini card, got the Magus, and that always indicates 2 of anything. So what you might want to do with your newfound health is go get your, I know it sounds weird, but go get some sperm frozen just to be on the safe side. And then just forget about it and enjoy yourself because I think that you'll be able to have them naturally.
Cool.
And I'm not trying to be optimistic. I'm just being realistic. Because I think, quite frankly, it took a lot of guts for you to call up and just see what the hell I was going to say.
Well, I've actually been listening to your show for a couple weeks now, too. So.
Well, cool. I'm glad that you did. And also, if you do have kids, at least one of them will be a son.
That's cool.
So that's pretty nice stuff, man. And trust me, from somebody who's actually read people that have had cancer and stuff and serious illnesses, for me to tell you something that positive, I would feel really good about it if I was you because I would pretty much tell you the whole story. If I saw something bad happening, I would be sad, but I would tell it to you.
Okay.
Okay? So keep in touch and let me know what's going on with you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Many blessings. Take care now.
Yep. Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye. So we got another call over here. Hey, with Vox, what's up?
Hello, Vox?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, what's going on?
Okay, my sister's here, too. She wanted to ask you a question, too. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's totally fine. Tell her to get on there.
Okay.
What's her first name?
Willette.
Willette? Okay, let's check it out.
Okay.
So, hey, Willette, you there?
Okay, wait, hold on. Hi, Vox, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's up, Willette?
Okay, I want to know about, I'm in publishing now, but I want to, change careers and do, like, fashion design. I want to know if that's going to be something that's, like, financially rewarding for me. Like, would that be, like, a good move?
What's your birthday?
It's November 20th. 1979.
Well, here's the deal. It's not like you can't be successful at it, but I think what's happening is you're not being realistic. It would take you up to 10 years. Okay, that's a long time, 9 to 10 years to really feel like you're established. Now, the good thing is that you're still pretty young, so you could still be doing it. But my feeling is not to quit what you're doing right now. In fact, the weird thing is that publishing and the contacts you make through publishing can actually help further any kind of fashion career that you have.
Oh, okay.
Now, the first thing I would do, according to what you're getting the fortune card, which is great. So you have the right ideas, you're just not implementing them properly.
Okay.
I would start out with simple t-shirt designs.
Okay.
Simple things that are super cheap and easy to create and get your foot in the door and save some money so that you can really do something about getting the right education for what you're trying to get yourself into.
Okay.
You know, now I will say one thing without squashing it all for you. You're not going to have a real easy time with the bitch asses that are in the fashion industry. Excuse me.
Right.
there goes my free shit from Prada. Damn it all to hell. But, you know, your personality couldn't handle some of those uptight anal retentives in the fashion industry. You just slap them upside the head with a cheap handbag.
Right. Yeah, that is true.
You know, so if you want to get into stuff that's really cool and fun and funky and pretty much like a cottage industry where you do things that are specialty order and custom stuff, that would be the way I would suggest that you go. Because you're just not, you're not into the politics.
No.
You know?
But the publishing, so is that good, though?
Yeah,
good
it's
thing?
Good.
Okay.
I don't know why you do this to yourself all the time. You finally get decent at something and then you want to fuck it up.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, I have some good contacts in the publishing too, but I just was like, oh, it's not enough money.
Let me tell you something. You are under the same rock that some of my other friends are. That you've heard that people can get signed for millions of dollars. So you think, okay, I'm as good as that bitch over there. I'm going to try to get me some millions of dollars over here. Yeah. And nothing happens. Because and it's not because you're not talented. It's because you need to, like, work out those social contacts.
Right.
And you need to take it more seriously. And if somebody doesn't send you a $1,000 check in 5 minutes, you lose your interest.
That's true.
And if money is the focus of your interest, you're already wasting your time.
Okay.
Now, let's think about this. How much money are you paying me right now?
Nothing.
Okay, so how excited should I be?
That's true.
No, but I'm very excited. Can you tell? I'm like all hopped up going, whoa, save the world. It's the Vox hour. Ah.
Yeah.
And why I'm so excited is because I really love what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I love it so much that after the show is over, I get people calling me wanting to throw money at me, and that's great. Right. But that's not even why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
It's got to be a natural passion. And you're trying to fake a passion.
Yeah.
So you got to cut that out.
That's
so get down to your studies and start writing some articles and send the articles out. Do some poetry readings. Put the word out there. Have some fun. Not every single damn thing you do in life is going to have a paycheck attached to it.
That's true.
And the weird thing is, in your life, when you look back, and I'm not even that old, but when I look back, some of the coolest shit I've ever done, I never got paid for, but I got paid for it emotionally or through some kind of satisfaction.
Right.
So get back to that mentality, because you do have it in there. You got some Sagittarius in there.
Okay.
You know, you're right on that cusp of that Scorpio Sag. That Scorpio part says, where's the paycheck? But part of that's coming from your mom.
Yeah.
So tell her to shut the hell up. With all due respect, get off your back.
Yeah.
You know, this is the time for you to enjoy your life and learn what you're going to do for the rest of it.
Because I really do enjoy the publishing and I like the people that I've met. And
yeah, I think you would regret quitting it.
Okay.
I really do. But I'm not trying to discourage your fashion inclination. I think that you can do both of them.
Right, just focus on one for a while.
Focus on the publishing for the time being.
Right.
Then once you can get your foot in the door and make some money with that, you can use that money that you get from your publishing to fund some of your fashion ideas.
Okay.
You're one of the few people that can have it all if you just do it right.
Oh.
So it's not all or nothing. It's
it's
a little bit of everything with you.
That's true, and I'm always like, it's all or nothing.
It's not. It's really not, I swear to God. And if it was, it would be my job to tell you. Yeah. You know, just quit everything and do that one thing, you know.
Okay.
But not everybody's built for that kind of focus. And not everybody will be successful with one focus.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So think about what I'm saying and then keep in touch and join the forum and let me know what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Many blessings. It's great to talk to you again.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. So you're with Vox the Psychic at 323-284-5166. So we have another caller. So let's check it out. Hey, you're with Vox. What's going on?
Hi, Vox. My name's Dan.
Hey, Dan. What's going on?
Not much. I'm, my birthday is April 4th, 1961.
Well, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
One of my favorite birthdays.
Good.
And so what can I help you? What can I help you with?
Yeah, well, about 6 years ago, I had a real catastrophic career loss that really I'm still kind of recovering from, and I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the rest of my life to make a living.
Well, that's the first thing that you got to stop thinking about is what you're going to do for the rest of your life. And this is why God turns you into an Aries, which is a sign of eternal springtime. It's always got to be just one day at a time for you guys. Because, you know, you have this perfectionistic attitude, like, at 32, I will own 1.5 stock in Apple, blah, blah, blah. And life just didn't turn out that way, and it's pissing you off. Instead of enjoying, like, what God's throwing in your lap, you're seeing it all as just a bunch of crap. You know, but the best thing that ever happened to you is losing whatever you lost at that time, although it doesn't feel like it, and you won't feel that way probably for another 2 to 3 years.
Oh, still, huh?
Yeah. You got to just, I don't know, and it happened around 6 years ago, huh?
Right.
What you should do is if you send me in all your birth info, I'll try to see what kind of major planetary aspects we're going through. What year are you born again?
1961.
Okay. So we'll have to check that out and see what's happening. Actually, probably more of the most intense stuff that would have started happening would have happened like around 1997, closer to 10 years ago than 6 years ago, because that would have been a really strange time for you. Let's see what else. Also, other time frames with your birthday that would have been important would have been 1994 to 1996. So it's really been kind of a weird spiral, just gently going downwards for the last 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and maybe that big jolt happened closer to 6 years ago. But where are you living right now?
I'm living in Burbank.
Okay, because it's almost like you need to be moving somewhere else. This does not really feel to be a good place for you. Are you aware of that?
No, I don't feel it.
Yeah, because it's coming across. You got the Knight of Wands indicating maybe a need for a break, like seeing a little bit of a different part of the country, taking some kind of affordable vacation. Because it feels like you kind of need to get out of the situation and make a big change in your scenery. When you come back from a big enough trip, I do think you'd think about moving someplace else. It's really kind of interesting, especially since you hadn't thought of that already. Now, what do you do regarding writing or the film world?
Nothing.
Okay, because the writing and film aspects are coming across strong in your chart. So if you don't even have any kind of inkling about that at all, it's very interesting. So it makes me feel that there's something still yet that you have to go through or see your life in a particular way that's going to inspire you to, like, understand what really happened.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you're supposed to be in business for yourself. So what have you been trying to do yet?
Internet.
Okay. Now, the situation with you, though, there's something that is really blocking you off. It's on, it's on a social level. The problem is that you've seen and you've read too much about this can be the next big thing, and yeah, it may be, but you don't have the intercontacts or the social contacts to make that a manifested reality. So it's kind of a weird thing. So it's taking you a while. And what's happening is it's making you think that, geez, maybe like I'm not even supposed to do this. And that's actually not true. It's really not true at all. It's like somebody sold you a $10,000 engine, but forgot to tell you it's going to cost you another $10,000 to put gas in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait a minute. I thought I had the magic machine. What the hell? You mean I'm going to have to do this other stuff? And it's like, yeah, you have to do this other stuff. So it's like you have to, like, get out there and network. You're going to have to join certain kinds of groups, business groups, networking situations, because I don't see how you can do what you're going to do without the money to market it effectively. And you could do it, market it, but you'd have to do it through word of mouth and through getting people excited about whatever your endeavor is. So you're missing some chunks of connecting wires. It's okay. it's like buying an amazing computer, but not realizing you have to plug it in.
Right.
It's weird. You understand, I think, what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the problem, and it's also the cure. And it's definitely taking kind of a toll on your emotional relationships.
Yes.
You know, because financially you're not doing so great. So what I would suggest, instead of like putting all this pressure on yourself, trying to be the perfect little Aries person, you got to like, even if you have to get an extra job to get, make sure that you have your bills covered and work on this thing on the side until you can get it up and running.
Okay.
That'll take that pressure off. And don't worry if it feels like you're being a failure. You're not. This is exactly how it works. Nobody's going to ever tell you the secrets like I will. You think you think Spielberg's ever really going to tell you how to be a great filmmaker? What's he supposed to say? Get born into a wealthy family? Oh, yeah, let me get that down. You know, it's different for everybody.
Right.
So this is your most important idea, like right off the bat. And I would say get out there and start taking the classes, the seminars, socialize. And really, you can't stand people. Let's get real.
Right.
So you're going to have to get over your aversion to some of these Hollywood types, as we call them. But you know what? It's only because everybody's here and they're hungry and they're trying to do their dream too. And once you see that as kind of like being like yourself, I think you'll be a little bit more open to meeting people. So you should definitely join my forum and stuff and try to make some friends on there.
Okay. Because
it's really all about right now making friends, and it's a hard thing for you to do because you're not really reaching out.
Right.
You know? So check this out and let me know how things work out for you, okay, my friend?
Great. Thanks very much, Fox.
God bless and take care.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
So we got some more callers over here, so give me a call at 323-284-5166. And today the moon's in Capricorn, so have you noticed, everybody out there, that everybody's really worried about their work situation and their standing, you know? And also, just remember, if we miss your call, you can call back next week. And also, you can write to me on the Vox Forum, voxvoxx.org/forum. We also have a caller right now, so let's check it out and see what's going on. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Vox, it's me again.
You again, you little hog. You little sacky hog.
I was trying to, get it out there to see
you guys. Oh, dear.
Okay. I just wanted one question.
Okay.
Okay, now I want to know, do you see me moving out of my parents' house?
Okay, let's check it out.
Okay.
Now, this sounds weird, but what is 4107?
4107?
Write that down, and you don't even have to write it down because it'll be on the podcast, but pay attention to that number when it comes out. It's like, okay. have you thought about, no, hide this tape later, but have you really thought about killing your mom yet?
Oh, yes. A few days ago, actually.
Oh, my God. You got to get the hell out of there, girlfriend. So yeah, now you got the Nine of Swords and the Ace of Wands. I'm surprised you didn't electrocute the old bitch.
Woo! Yeah.
Except don't let her die because you're not in the will correctly yet. So make sure she fixes the will before you stick the fork in the socket. Yeah, she's pretty much had it with your little ass too, by the way, and your smart aleck little attitude, slamming the doors and shit.
Oh yeah.
Did you slam the doors or what?
No, it was something that happened. Maybe a day or two ago.
But here's the situation: you got to get the hell out of there. Can you move in with a friend or something?
Right now I don't know who that friend would be.
Well, you need to start looking for rooms to rent.
Start looking for rooms?
Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, it's not that your mom's really that bad. She just, you know, she's trying to control you, and you're not in the mood. No. And so you need to get the hell out of there, because your mom's of the kind of opinion that, you know, if you're under my roof, then you kind of do it the way I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And I can see her point, but it's just like squashing you like a bug.
Yeah.
So
I don't do anything like to, you know, I'm pretty much.
But this here is just like what happens when a baby starts making your stomach stick out about 6 feet and the baby has to get born because there's no more room in there. You know, so this is a natural cycle and I don't feel bad about it. I really don't. So get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Make a plan, get a temp job and get the hell out.
Okay. Because the job I work at now, that's what I also want to know. Will I have a different job?
Not right now.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't go out and try to get one.
Uh-huh.
But you would probably need more than one job to afford to move out.
More than one job?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cause my job working now don't pay me that much, really. Yeah.
But you can get a room. Check it out around some of the campuses around town. You can get a room.
Okay.
And it'll just force you to get your shit together a lot sooner.
Yeah, because I was seeing that card you showed me when you gave me the reading.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that card that you showed me.
Which one was it?
I think it was that Queen of Discs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So move on out, because that's the mom card. She's squashing you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, my friend. So, like, tell me what's up, and join the forum, and we'll keep in touch with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Vox.
Take care now.
All right.
So we got some calls over here. Give me a call, 323-284-5166. And I got some new cool posts up on my site regarding the writing of the Book of the Law. So check that out. Right now we have another caller. Try to straighten some people out. Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Vox.
Hi.
This is Collie. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on, my friend?
Oh, goodness. I want to know, is my brother really crazy?
You didn't mean to tell you this.
I mean, they sent him to the psychiatrist, but I haven't told you any of the other stuff because I haven't seen you in a while. But they sent him to the crazy ward. He's on some drugs. I'm trying to make sure.
Well, here's the situation. He's not really technically insane, but he has a serious chemical imbalance.
Okay.
And it's been getting worse without treatment. He's got the Eight of Cups, mm-hmm. the Ten of, like, the Wheel of Fortune, and the Lust card. So he can be fixed.
Okay, so he needs to take his medicine.
Did they prescribe it and he's just not taking it?
I don't know. I think he's taking it sometimes.
No, you can't take it sometimes. If the doctor gives it to you, you got to take it all the time.
Okay.
And if he's not willing to take it, then he just wants the horrible results.
Okay, what about, I'll go into that with you later.
Any kind of big stuff, you should come on in, because your life is complicated. But the most important thing to recognize is he's got that Ten of Wands, and if he doesn't take his medication, he can wind up at some point doing something that can get him thrown in jail, and that will not be pleasant.
Well, see, he almost tried to kill himself that's why I'm asking. I said, is he really, really there? Because you had mentioned that he was...
He's not insane, but he's got hormonal imbalances and chemical imbalances that can make him do things that seem to be insane. So the same thing to do is to keep him on his meds so he won't do that, because he's getting locked up. That's that Ten of Wands.
Okay.
You know?
Locked up is before is in the crazy house?
If he's not careful. He's got that Ten of Wands, and that will, like, get somebody put away either in jail or in an institution.
Okay.
But he's not crazy.
Okay.
He's suffering from something that needs to be addressed, and it can be fixed. So keep in touch, okay? I got one last caller I got to take, okay?
Okay.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we got one more person over here. Hey, you're with Vox. What's going on?
Hey, I can't believe I'm on. I'm listening to you live.
Well, cool.
You're talking to somebody else right now, so is it a tape delay?
I don't know. I think so. It's just a mini delay. If you're on a computer, you just want to turn the sound off.
Yeah, I'm just getting there just now. I didn't expect you to answer it just now.
Well, aren't you psychic?
Yeah, but I was listening to you talk to that lady right now, and I was thinking, okay, as soon as they're talking, or as soon as they're done talking, it'll pick it up.
Yeah, so what's going on, and how can I help you out?
Okay, well, this is Darren. I guess you kind of knew who I was.
Yes, only because it says thulemic waves over there.
Yeah, so...
So happy holidays.
Thank you for the plug. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's right, because I'm calling you Skype now this time. I'm wondering about when you see and how you see me being able to move to a new place, a new apartment. I'm looking for something bigger. Can you try to help me... see what I'm going to find and what's the best move.
Yeah, and what's your birthday?
May 14, 1968.
Okay, now we have some major planetary stuff that's getting ready to switch, which will be very nice. Yeah, we got, I think, Mercury just moved signs and Venus is moving, so there's a whole lot of that energy happening. But the deal is... I would honestly try to just tell you to try to work out the financial situation, because you could move right now and pretty like before June 15th, but I'm feeling that you'll get yourself in over your head financially. So I would rather see you wait, save a bit of money, and move after those pair of eclipses in September.
Okay, so not August.
No, I wouldn't do August. I'll wait till after those eclipses are over. Because I know you want to move yesterday. And technically, you could move soon. But I just get a weird feeling that financially, it'll be too soon. And with these other energies that are going to come around, you're going to be glad that you waited.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could move basically the middle of any month. But that would just require juggling to make it happen.
Yeah, and I just feel like you don't need that right now. You know, and if you were going to move quickly, you'd have to get the hell out of there way before June 15th, like around June 1st, okay? And then Mercury's going retrograde on June 15th to July 9th. And then August is right before all those eclipses in Virgo and Pisces, and who needs that shit? So you want to move after that, like say after the sun moves into Libra, which will be a really favorable time for you since it'll be the sun in another Venus ruled sign. And I think that will be a much better situation for you, a lot closer to after fall. And it's not again because you can't, it's because it would be better to wait. And you know what? The weird thing is I wouldn't be able to prove it until if you did it anyway, and then you would find out for some weird reason why I told you to wait.
Right.
You know what I mean? So my thing is, just because we can do something doesn't necessarily mean we should do it. You know?
Right. Well, yeah, and I was thinking, of course, that originally my plan was I was hoping to get out of here March or April, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, there's reasons beyond anything that you or I even know psychically. And I don't even suggest moving in with a roommate. I would just keep the status quo. Just keep the status quo for right now and wait till after those two eclipses in September. Okay? And then I think you'll be like free and clear, you know?
Any idea what you think I might find, how close to my ideal or preference I might find, or
it feels like
should
it,
I not?
I would say that it comes across like a nice place that has a separate place for you to do your business, which looks really nice. It's nice and kind of cozy. It's really room for 1.5 people. Try not to die laughing.
No,
what's
that's
a half of a person?
Right. Well, that's what I ended up losing 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because of the gas rates that went up like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I would believe it.
We were all there, and it became way too pricey. But the situations have changed, and so I'm looking for something very much like that was.
Well, I'm feeling more like a studio. It's not even so much a one-bedroom. It's a really cool studio that you can lay out and decorate in a certain way that has enough room for what you're trying to do. You know, and I wouldn't be moving in with a partner or a roommate, actually. And
even no,
if you,
I'm not.
And even if you got a relationship, I would still tell you to keep this place on your own.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I've tossed that a couple of times, but it's really not my character to share much space. I need a lot of space if we're going to share.
Because, I mean, technically you could always do those things, but I just don't see them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what my suggestion is to you right now. I'm going to try to like read one more person before I have to go and stuff. But
okay.
Right now, what I'll tell you, just wait till after September, after those eclipses, and I'll feel a lot better. And definitely go onto the forum and stuff and let me know your thoughts and share some of your readings on stuff that you've read for yourself, because I think people would really enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't often do readings for myself, but I've started a 3-card-a-day thing lately instead of a 1-card-a-day. So,
yeah,
I'll share those on your forum as well,
yeah,
as on
be
my
great.
Blog.
And anyway, have a great, happy Thelemic holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been putting up some cool posts for my Thelemite friends, so check out those. And, you know, keep in touch with me. And I hope that you can do things sooner than I'm saying, but that's just what I feel. And it's what your cards are kind of backing up. So
yeah.
I would just kind of be cool about it and save as much money as you can and then make those changes at that time. And I think you'll be a lot happier.
Okay. Well, I'll let you find one more person to read for.
Okay. You take care, my friend. Many blessings.
All right. 93.
Bye-bye. So we got one more caller. Hey, what's going on? You with Vox the Psychic.
Hey, Vox. It's Finn, and I'm just calling to want to hit you with a little galatia.
Okay.
Going out tonight.
Great.
I mean, it is the second day of the feast. So
yeah, happy
what
feast.
What is the story with us Geminis? I'm gonna just say I've heard everything going on tonight, and I've heard one thing after another with me through these other callers. So my problem is I keep finding myself being subjected to knuckleheads who I put into a little bit of a hero position.
Right.
And they turn on me. And I'm always forced to be the hero in my own story when I don't want to be. I want to turn somebody else into a hero. And the Galatia keeps creating this one type of personality consistently in what I'm trying to do, and they turn on me.
That's
how do I
weird.
Kind of tweak that a little bit back? Well, it's a tearing down. So what happens is I find a person who's very knowledgeable in, let's just say, screenwriting. I'll just be straight up forward.
Yeah,
with
that's
you.
Okay, because you already know I'm psychic, so I'm not just going to regurgitate it to you.
Right. Oh, I was going to say regurg. And what happens is the Galatia keeps regurging this personality at me. And it's one thing for me to hear it. It's another thing for me to hear it from somebody who's positive, who has some kind of growth message. And I never get that. What I get is somebody who's an editor.
Right.
And they tear me down. They tear me down. They tear me down. And I'm really friendly about it. Okay, well, what about this? And they go, well, yeah, if I would have, you know, been a little more positive, I'd be able to help you with that. But no one does anything but lay another stumbling block or another speed bump in front of me. And I can't decide, is that something that's just me? Because, you know, I've come full circle. I've learned how to really nail this stuff down. And I keep coming around to this person who tears me down without providing any kind of positive feedback. And I really just turn that over to, it's a Galatian entity that is there to help me if I'm willing to yield.
Now, here's the situation. I got to ask you, which Galatia spirit do you feel is behind some of this?
I don't know. I would say Thoth or Thoth. I hate to say something so arrogant, but it feels like Thoth saying you can't say Thoth and saying without going foot-poop-poop.
Now, here's the deal. Thoth has absolutely jack shit to do with the Galatia outside of the fact that he's the supreme magus of all magic. Thoth is not a Galatia spirit. Okay, so we got to straighten that situation out.
Okay.
Which means
I'm with you on that.
Okay, which means that you have never properly done the Galatia. Okay, because if you have now, I gotta straighten you out. Just so other listeners won't make the same mistake or screw it up. The Galatia is a conglomerate of 72 different spirits that are like the shadow side of the 72 angels of the Shemhamphorash. And the Galatia spirits are very much their own thing, okay? So unless you specifically went out of your way to do the ritual in Liber Samech or do the Lesser Key of Solomon, you have never technically done a Galatia ritual. Therefore,
I've always been Key of Solomon. That's constantly what it is.
Right, but have you actually done the
pursuit of wisdom?
No, but listen.
No, I haven't done the ritual.
Okay, so all right, so you haven't done it. Okay, is what I'm trying to say. So therefore, unless you have pissed off maybe some other Thelemite or some other psycho magician, and they evoked a Galatia spirit against you, which I don't believe. But that would be the only way you'd be dealing with a Galatia entity. So let's completely wipe off the Galatia off this situation.
Okay.
Now, the important thing to recognize as a magician, now just because you haven't done the Galatia doesn't mean you're not a magician or a good one. When you come off like you know what you're doing, you have these magical powers, you antagonize people that are stupid, but they may have a position of authority over you. And therefore, that's their way of testing your magical abilities. Oh, like, okay, Finn, if you're so fucking smart, how come you're coming to me for a job? You know?
Right.
That's the situation that you're dealing with. It's something about your superiority of your personality, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you're kind of like making other people feel inferior, and then you're asking them to help you out. Now, are they going to do that? Fuck no.
No, of course not.
That's what you're dealing with. And there's really nothing magical per se about it. I mean, there's magic involved because you're a writer. And Thoth is your patron god of all writers. So that's the aspect of the magic that you're dealing with. So let's find out how to get past this. And I can
tell
you
what it starts to feel like. When I said the Galatia, I kind of went with it because I push towards that area. But when it really comes down to it, it always feels like those saying, did you read this before you gave it to me? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, here, you want me to be your editor? Well, you're not going to do it. The problem. That's the big problem. So, yeah, throw something. I mean, I'll take a 3-card Monty.
Oh, yeah, I'm always reading them. Now, here's the cards that you're getting. You're getting Lust, the Queen of Wands, and the Star card for starters. So first off, you need to start putting out your own books, your own chat books, starting publishing on your own blog.
I know.
In other words, do the famous Vox thing that I always say. Hire yourself. Start calling yourself an authority of some sort, either on bullshit or on something. Pick a subject and say, Finn is the god of bullshit, or he is the god of flat tires, or of mohawks, whatever the hell it is you're the king of, and you know everything about it, and nobody can tell you anything that you don't know about that subject. And you call yourself the fucking king, and you start putting out your word, start printing your own information, start publishing it, start going out doing poetry readings, start going out doing screenwriters conferences. Join the ChuckPalahniuk.net.
Okay.
I just did it.
You got that right.
Join the group of people who said, fuck these other idiots. We're going to do it ourselves. And we're going to judge each other's work with a keen eye and an educated understanding. So that's the most important thing you can do. Then let those people hook you up. The way you're going about it right now is you're coming in as an outsider. They're going to go, man, if you were so fucking great, you'd know how to get this shit out. And guess what? They're right.
Right.
They're fucking right, goddammit. It's like, let me show you how it works in my own life. It's like, Vox, if you're so goddamn magical, how come you don't have a podcast? How come you don't have a cool blog? How come you haven't put your works out? Where's your tarot deck? It's like, bitch ass is coming. It's like, you got to be your own employer. And you have to toe that line. And you are always going to get this, like, slap in the ass and a kick out the door every single time you ask somebody to give you what you will not give yourself.
I understand.
Not
that's
magical.
The other word, permission to be magical. So I'm looking at it, I always look at it from a magician point of view. So I'm going to move forward, regardless of what obstacles there. But then I go, here, I'll make you my obstacle. And then they go, you want me to be an obstacle? Well, here's your problem. Resistance.
Here's the situation. Here's what you're not getting. When you make yourself the hero, you already know what the obstacles are because they're already inside of you. Just externalize them in the story, and then since you already know what the obstacles are, you obviously know what they are. So you obviously know how to overcome them. So in your story, you overcome them. Then you translate that whole situation into your private life. It all comes from you. It all comes from you. So you're just trying to project it onto other people, just kind of as a way to externalize the story. But they're not having any of it, and they're making your life complicated and unfruitful. So you have to just cut them out of the...
All they can do is try to tear me down and keep me second-guessing that so that
they don't do that at all. You give them the power to do that. Mm-hmm. Once you... here's how magic works, okay? If you do it properly, if you study Libra 777 and learn all the correspondences of all the paths... Of all the paths, of all the Sephiroth, you fucking name it, all right? Inside out, you know all that. You do your ritual. First, you supplicate the spirit or the entity. Then you address the spirit or the entity as having shown up. Then you indwell with that entity, or that entity becomes a part of yourself, and therefore you become the God. Crowley calls it assumption of the God form. Then when you are the God that you're supplicating, how can you not achieve it when that God is sitting inside of you? You become one with the thing that you're asking for. You're separating it, going, I'm over here, my dream is over there, therefore the result is over there. But it's not true. The result is right there inside of you. And I hate to sound like one of those fruit balls, like Deepak Chopra or some crap, you know, but it's true. It's fucking true. That motherfucker's making a buck off selling the simplest secret in the world. You know, but it's the truth. So stop projecting your story outwardly. This is what Chuck Palahniuk did in Fight Club.
I don't want to say that. I don't want you to tweak that just a little bit, because one of the things that I do is I write these things almost like a sigil. And so one of the last screenplay that I wrote had a psychic who's doing his thing, but a little side thing was scenery. And that was, he's got a bookstore and he's got a pool table that he stacks up all his books on.
Right.
And since I started writing that, I've come across a pool table. I've come across more books than I know what the hell to do with. I've got about 3,000 books. I mean, I've got a picture of them up on my MySpace profile, and I don't know what to do with them. And here I am writing my little story. That's a manifestation that I wanted to have, and that's an outward manifestation. But what I keep doing is I keep telling those who are not in an authority to say, hey, look, I got books. Hey, look, I got a pool table. Hey, look, check out my screenplay.
But can you understand how you're kind of, you're not understanding.
I'm asking for them to give me I don't know, reassurance.
They're not. They're not. The only person that's going to do that is me. Me and you. That's right. About it. And the chick you're banging. That's about it.
Right.
That's the only people in the Finn fan club. So what you have to do is stop manifesting the things that you want to give your character, because they don't need to be in your life just because you're creating them psychically. Create the success of your character psychically and watch that shit happen.
Oh, very clever.
See?
Clever. Okay.
I knew you would get it. Yeah. It's not that hard. It's just sometimes in magic, the simplest thing to do is what you forgot that you're already doing.
Okay.
It's like you get stuck in the mirror. Long. You get stuck in the mirror image of what you're trying to create. You understand?
Sure. And that's not enlightenment. That's me fixating on whatever it is I think that I'm seeing rather than seeing what's there and being done with it.
Exactly. Now, once you start putting this shit into action, you're going to call me and tell me you just got signed and you just sold a book and you just sold that. And I can't wait, because I'm going to charge you. I'm your agent. 10% to Vox for all screenplays sold. I'm teasing you. But you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yes, I do know what you're saying. And I totally appreciate it. That's why I called tonight, because it just pisses me off. It drives me nuts. And so I tried to call in, and I go, okay, well, here, I'll throw a Galatian thing at least, because that's how I've been feeling. It feels like an oppressive type of thing rather than this Galatian type of freedom. Galatian is always there to move to the next thing. Let's move right on through, right?
No.
We have a purpose. We have a purpose in this together.
Yeah, but you're Finn, you're mixing up certain kind of magics that you're bringing them up in the context that they don't fit. So okay. You and I are going to have to straighten that part out.
We need to straighten it out.
We got to straighten that part out. But the most important thing is you're getting past the oppression. And the card that I just pulled while you were saying that was the Ten of Wands, which is oppression. How funny is that?
No, that's perfect.
That's right, crazy, dude.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got to let you go, because we're kind of going over overtime on the show and stuff.
I know.
But call me up. Also, join the forum and let's continue our conversation in the forum.
On the forum, I'll send you something for sure.
Okay, my friend. Many blessings and have a great holiday.
You too. It's one more day.
Yeah. Take care, my friend. And check out the posts and stuff. 93
Vox.
Take care now. Bye-bye. So you've been with Vox, the psychic, and you can always call me next week at 323-284-5166. If you want to come in and get a real reading over the phone or sometimes in person when I'm in town. You can always call me at 323-782-0222. And also please join the forum at vox.org, V-O-X-X.org, /forum. Check out my posts every day on vox.org. And for all my Thelemite friends, have a wonderful Holy Thelemic holiday on this, the second day of the writing of the Book of the Law. And I wish you all the best. And I'll be putting up some astrological info, too, and some cool charts on the forum. So definitely join up and keep in touch. And until I speak to you next week, have a mystical, magical day.